So we were talking about Nicole Kidman is going to be filming a movie in Holland, Michigan. You would assume a rom-com about tulips or something like that, meeting at the festival.
Yeah.
No, no. It's a thriller that she's a school teacher, suspects her husband is a serial killer.
I'm sure the city of Holland loves that. A small town where nothing ever happens.
Right. Come on over. Holland, where we film about serial. Anyway, so she's going to be filming.
Kills and people with wooden shoes.
So we were sitting here during the song. We were all kind of ping-ponging back and forth. A person, a place, or an event here in Michigan that hasn't been made into a movie. Because I don't think there are any serial killers in Holland, Michigan that we're aware of. So that's kind of fiction.
Yeah.
So Joel had a great one. The Purple Gang.
Right. Dude. How has that not been done?
Right.
With all of the gang movies that have come out.
What's the one that hasn't been done?
Kwame.
Who plays Kwame?
Anthony Anderson.
100%.
Michael B. Jordan plays Charlie Pugh.
I don't think he would take that role.
Yeah. I just keep going back. I'm already halfway writing the rom-com on Mackinac Island. A guy and a girl get off the ferry, accidentally switch luggage.
Right.
And then they go, oh, no. They fall in love over fudge. Falling in love.
Yeah. Oh, fudge. It's love. It's a Lifetime original movie. You've nailed it. Hey, Jeff. You got a Michigan movie idea? Give us the pitch.
How about this? How about an exciting mystery that takes place at a Detroit downtown Coney Island on Punsky Day?
Ooh. Oh. I see a lot of layers to that one.
I think so. Yeah. It's a lot of delicious things going on there.
Chili, mustard, onions, and death. No, that's too dark.
Oh,
yeah, not too much.
Already.
You could do a movie about American Lafayette, couldn't you?
The Coney Chronicles.
Bam! You know what we're doing? If you're in the car right now, get your umbrella out because we're bringing rain to this brainstorm, baby. That's a good one. Jay, a Michigan movie that hasn't been made.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and either Mel Gibson or George Clooney as the captain of the ship.
How is this not serious? You're 100% right. How has this not been a thing?
And they need to have the song at the beginning of the end of the movie.
Right. You've already got the soundtrack half written, buddy. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
You too. How about some free concert tickets?
Sure. What do you got?
What do you guys got?
No. You offered them up first. Not me. No. I want tickets now, Jay. Okay. No. What else are we missing? Hey, Eric. You got an idea for us?
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Black Ghost. It's a Hemi Challenger that back in the 70s, a Detroit cop would street race at night. Became a very famous car. It's a great story. It was a Detroit cop that would street race at night, and he would kind of sneak onto Woodward, beat everybody, and then sneak off into the night. Nobody ever knew who he was. And then the story finally came out a few years ago when the son came out after he had passed away and had given him the car and told the whole story. So
I want to get the guy that played the Punisher. What's his name? The superintendent.
Bernthal?
Yeah, John Bernthal. He'd be perfect in that, man. Mike, what's your pitch for a movie?
Think of a record that is held by a tiger that'll likely never be broken. 31 wins by a pitcher.
And not only Denny McClain on the field, but what happened off the field with the meatpacking.
Exactly.
And then him having a musical. I mean, so who plays him?
Old Denny McClain, I'm thinking Nick Nolte.
Dude. But
young Denny McClain, it'd have to be somebody that was obviously young enough and look like him.
I would say Seth Rogen. Judge Reinhold, maybe.
But I mean, what a train wreck of a life after winning 31 games in a World Series ring.
It's an amazing story. Right. Yeah, that's absolutely
really
wonderful. Thank you, man.
Oh, Danny McClain called it 31-8. 31 wins, 8 years in prison.
Wow. Look at you. Whoa. Are we going to go workshop this after the show?
All I know is save all of this, because if these happen, we're suing everybody.
That's good. Way to endear yourself to the community. I have an idea for a movie, a pitch that I've been working on for a long time. You ready?
Yeah.
It's about trying to film a series here in Detroit. So it's like an office kind of thing where, you know, you're fourth wall in it or third wall in it or eighth wall in it. Okay?
Okay.
So you're seeing the process of them, and you're using two really popular athletes and a famous actor at the same time, but they're trying to film a scene in Detroit about Detroit, and it's the wacky hijinks. Right? Isn't that a great idea?
No.
You tie these two guys in, and then suddenly...
I've been everywhere in Detroit, but the ballpark.
Magnum!
Sorry you missed it, my man. It was a great homestand.
Yeah, we've been to every game.
I mean, now I can finally go to the 10th and last game of the homestand. It's sold out.
Yeah, it is.
It's completely sold out. It's unbelievable.
Tell them, Alan.
Sorry about your troubles, guy. The beers are on us. Here's our business cards. Call us.
Thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Guys, wait.
Wait.
These are prime seats to tomorrow's game.
Yeah, you're sitting between home and first. We'll be between first and third. Wave to us.
Wait a minute. There's no seats between first and third.
See you tomorrow at the game.
The most magical moment in Detroit sports history.
I'm done. You're ruined.
You're done?
You're ruined it.
You're ruining our brainstorm.
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.